Wild week two in the NFL, Russ, RG3, and DeSean Jackson injured in Washington's 31-point win over the Jags, sparked by Cousin Kurt's 250 yards passing, two TDs. RG3 will be on the side for a minute, partially due to that dislocated ankle, also due to the solid play of Cousins.
Well, they also said that he should be able to make a full recovery. And, you know, our prayers go out to RG3 and his family, because I know he's been down this road before.
Oh, yeah.
My heart broke for him yesterday. He's being carted off.
But they're saying it's not a fracture. So it's not
but broken. We'll know more today. But you know what? It's like you don't know how lonely it is rehabbing.
Right.
It could be a very lonely process. And that dude's a dedicated warrior, man. So looking forward to seeing him back on the field real soon.
Oh, yeah. And he was doing some good things before that happened, too. So Jackson, of course, injured his shoulder on the tackle. And the defense, big, with 10.5 sacks. A.J. Green injured his toe in the Bengals' 14-point win over ATL. Dalton looked good. 250 passing and a TD. The defense was awesome with 3 interceptions. The Panthers folded to the pressure by the media, deactivating Greg Hardy. He was convicted. Didn't need him. Cam looked great. Over 260 passing and a TD. They beat the Lions by 17. Adrian Peterson out of jail on a $15,000 bond. Of course, he was indicted on a charge of injuring a child. He was deactivated. The 4-year-old said to have returned home back in May. Mom took him to a scheduled doctor's appointment, and there the injuries were discovered. Injuries to his ankle, thigh, butt, back, and more. Patriots over the Vikings by 23 points. Hoyer led the Browns back. They were down, but they beat the Saints by 2. You crowned them, but the Chargers didn't. Beat the Seahawks by 9 points. Richard Sherman didn't talk to the media after the loss. Of course, he did give up 3 catches. No TDs, though. Speak, boy. Bears scored 3 times in the fourth quarter. 4 turnovers by Kaepernick. 3 interceptions and a fumble. Chi-Town beat them by 8. Green Bay by 7. Came from 18 down against New York Jets. Sealed it. Calling a timeout, negating their own TD. Ray Rice expected to file an appeal today. Of course, that has to happen by tomorrow. Monday Night Football tonight, Naptown Colts hosting the Eagles.
Oh, Colts!
Brittany may Eagles. Call in tomorrow.
Colts.
Dan Snyder says that he's supporting Roger Goodell, and that's also the case with Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. Cowboys over the Titans by 16. In boxing, Money Mayweather. Yeah, the Money team still partying. He was a unanimous winner over Marcos Maidana. Of course, he said Marcos beat him in the 8th round.
But, here's what I don't understand. How do you bite through all that padding on the glove with a mouthpiece in your mouth? And he says his fingers got numb.
Yeah, I don't know. You would see that in the glove.
Exactly.
It would be clear.
And even, because remember, after the fight, when he took it off, he was trying to hold his finger, but we didn't see nothing on the finger.
Well, look at my hand.
We do know
numb.
50 had fun with it. Yeah. 63 straight wins for U.S. B-ball team. They won the FIBA championship over Serbia. And Kyrie Irving named MVP.
He's a bad dude.
Kyrie a star. But D-Rose, he was looking sharp. Maybe mid-season. Look out for D-Rose and those Bulls, because I think he's going to get it all back. In baseball, Nationals' magic number down 2-4. 3-zip winners over the Mets was the Marlins. Over the Phillies, the Brewers beat the Reds and the O's over the Yankees.
Is that it, Soup?
Hey, that's what's up. I mean, we can keep going if you want.
No, that's okay, man.
I can rap all day.
No, we're good.
We're good?
Yes. We talk about how the Eagles going to lose.
Hey, yeah.
They're going to win. Eagles!
I got Naptown by 14.
Wow.